Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls come through and your texts on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, Temper, mattresses and pillows like no other. The AFLW preliminary finals are both on Saturday, an early game and then a late game, hoping for a spot in the grand final, which has a standalone time slot now, as we discussed yesterday on this program of Saturday afternoon the following week. Ange Foley, Adelaide Crows AFLW star, has been good enough to join me. She's searching for her third AFLW premiership. Welcome to you, Ange. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
It must be exciting for you to be back. It's just a normal thing for the Adelaide Crows to be in a situation like this, another grand final on offer.
Well, I don't know if having the title of a preliminary final puts a little bit more emphasis on it, because we haven't really had this in the past. It was more like a top two straight in into a grand final, and you didn't really... I suppose the last few round games felt like more of a final feel, but being on Adelaide Oval for a prelim final, it's got its hype about it, and it's pretty exciting.
Was it weird to have a weekend off?
It was a little bit. I don't know. You know, sometimes you think that might be a good thing or a bad thing. It was nice, I think, because it sat right on Easter holiday, so we got some time off and got to kind of go away and just relax. Nice weather here in Adelaide for the weekend, so that was good.
So how often do you get to train on Adelaide Oval?
This was the first ever time. Well, I think we had a captain's run there just before the grand final in 2019, but last night we got to actually have a full training session there under lights, which was pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah, it must have been nice. So did you spend extra time out there? I'm presuming you had an allocated time, but did you get there early and just have a kick around before training even started and hang for another hour after?
Well, we were there a little bit early, and we had a bit of a team chat on the oval, just the players out there just kind of soaking it in a little bit, and had a chat about what this week looks like for us. But then afterwards, we actually had to head off straight away to Westlakes to do our gym program, because we couldn't get into a gym any closer. So that kind of just took the vibe down a little bit, but it's fine. You have to do what you got to do.
And Melbourne's given you some trouble before.
They have. Yes and no. I remember a couple of years ago, I think one of Doc Clark's first games, we went over to Casey and gave him a fair bath there, and then we went back this year and it wasn't the same story. So I think we're about even when it comes to that, but prelim finals are always different, or finals in general are always different, and you just never know what's going to happen on Saturday.
Are you an obsessive watcher of football? Did you watch every second of their performance last week?
Not really. I'm a teacher, and I don't really have a lot of time to sit down and watch much vision. But I did yesterday watch our game against them this year, and it wasn't a great performance for us, but it gave me a little bit of confidence, because I knew that wasn't our footy. So, No, I didn't watch their game last weekend either. As I said, I don't love to, you know, watch too much of it, because I think you then start overthinking things, and it kind of deters you from your game a bit.
Do you consider or not consider whether you're getting enough publicity or not enough publicity? I know you do get a lot in Adelaide, so much so that I think Port Adelaide are pretty upset that they don't have a team right now. I think they want to fast track their team, because you do get a lot of publicity in SA, and I'm not sure that doesn't have the same cut through in Victoria, because I'm living in Melbourne and you don't quite get as much press here. So are you happy with the amount of coverage you're getting in Adelaide? Because it seems as if everyone's jumped on board there.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. I mean, it's great when you're being successful, I suppose. Publicity kind of comes with that a little bit. And we have been successful, you know, 5 years in AFLW. You know, most years we've made finals. We've won 2 out of 4 premierships, which is nice. And publicity is great for that kind of thing. You know, it's nice to know that people are getting behind you, whether it's the media or fans, and we've got a massive fan base. So hopefully that brings people along to the game on Saturday, because it'd be nice for the home crowd advantage to, you know, help us along.
Yeah, I went and watched South Barwon girls train last night for about an hour, and they've got, I think, four or five teams now, South Barwon, and it's an amazing growth factor that even in here in Victoria, it was nice to sort of soak it in firsthand last night a little for me. Yeah. Adelaide's big enough for two teams straight away, isn't it?
Oh, it's got to be. I think, like you just said, the growth in women's and girls' AFL is massive. I have a little bit to do with Glenunga Football Club here, just a local little club, and you know, they've got their numbers are through the roof this year. You know, two or three under 16 teams. Like I mentioned before, I'm a teacher and I coach the footy here at Seymour College in Adelaide, and we're a pretty small school, and I've got over 100 girls signed up, which is four teams for the coming season. So I don't know whether the grassroots numbers have a impact on how many elite teams that you can have in one town. I don't see it, you know, in the near future. I would say definitely Port Adelaide may get a ticket, and that'd be nice.
And you don't mind travelling around to, you know, be able to play the game you love. You've played, obviously, from Victoria originally. You've been up to the Territory and played, I understand. How's the work-life balance treating you at the moment?
It's busy. I work in terms. As I'm a teacher, we work in terms, and it's only really disruptive and very busy term one. So I suppose you just juggle it because, like you said, it's something that you love to do, and it's a bit of an outlet sometimes. It does get busy. It does get stressful. You get quite tired, but, you know, once term one's over, you know, life kind of goes back to just being a normal everyday teacher in term two, three and four. So you just work it out, and I love it, and I'll keep doing it for as long as I can.
Yeah, it's a delight to watch you play. And who wins the other one, Brisbane Collingwood, do you think?
I reckon Brisbane. I am Victorian, but I don't know. I've kind of jumped off the bandwagon a little bit now that I'm playing over here in South Australia, so it'd be nice for no Victorian teams to make it, but you never know.
Sounds like you won't be coming home in a hurry, Edge.
It's probably just to see my family, but maybe not to play footy, I don't know. We'll see.
Funny stuff. Good luck in the prelim, and we'll see if you get the grand final at home as well, which is something extra to aim for. If you win, you get the granny, which is a massive bit of an incentive for you guys as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. But, you know, we've got this weekend to get that, and, you know, we'll hopefully put our best game on the park on Saturday, and what will be after that. So thanks heaps for having me. Go Crows.
Go Crows. Ange, it's a weird thing for me to say, but go Crows. Thanks for your time. Ange Foley, Adelaide Crows AFLW star.